What a lacquer story about potholes on Carte Blanche last night. Bet you weren't expecting the words lacquer and potholes to appear in the same sentence, were you? You know, I thought it was going to be all doom and gloom about how bad the state of the roads is and which provinces have got the worst ones, etc. But what really set apart last night's story was the fact that it was focused on solutions and that it once again showed that when South Africans are given the opportunity to soar, they can and they do. Now, if you don't have DSTV access or if you missed the show last night, presenter Claire Mawisa introduced us to Aubrey Mlisi, who is a local inventor from Khayelitsha, who is using artificial intelligence to accurately map our road infrastructure and alert end users to problems like cracks in the roll, like potholes, etc. And we're going to be speaking to Aubrey himself in a moment. But first, I want Claire to set the scene for us because she is somebody who, in the course of her work, has traversed this country from one corner to the other and spent a lot of time on those potholed roads. Claire, it's lovely to have you back with us. Welcome.
Hi, Pippa. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And yourself?
I'm a bit... I've rebranded as a pothole hunter.
Okay. You could make a career of it, Claire, because you've done it so much already. I mean, it was very obvious that you've spent time literally looking for the potholes, observing what's going on the roads, even getting out and measuring them in some cases, in the creation of various stories over the years. But I mean, what general observations would you share with us about what you've seen out there?
I think what we sometimes think is a little inconvenience in our driving, getting from A to B, we don't actually think of it on a bigger scale, is that one, potholes are not just an inconvenience, they're life-threatening.
Yeah.
People have died because of the state of our roads and the crumbling infrastructure. So that is something we need to take into account, is that the highest price South Africans pay with because of potholes on the road is with their lives. Next, the economy. All of us have seen more trucks on the roads. I think, you know, just getting goods to where they need to get to is becoming more difficult. Farmers can't get their goods to where they need to get to, us, the consumers, because of potholes. So it really is something that is making our movement, the mobility in our country, so sluggish, it affects the economy to that extent. And we did send a call out to all of our viewers and we said, listen, tell us where you think the worst potholes were. And they listened, they came back and they told us where they were, and that's where we went to first. So we went to the Free State, we went to Mpumalanga, we went to the Northwest. And, you know, it's shocking how people need to navigate their lives dealing with such bad infrastructure. And a lot of them are feeling the pain in their pockets because of the damage to their vehicles that need to do. So potholes are not just a mild inconvenience, but they really are a massive, they have a massive impact on South Africans' lives.
They're an absolute menace, Claire. And I mean, you mentioned the viewers coming back and telling you where to go. I gather the Capetonians were a little bit extra on this one. Many of them trying to tell you we don't have them here in Cape Town, Claire, but they're not correct.
Listen, they were quite smug, Papa, I must be honest. They were like, Claire, listen, I see that your brain is being rattled on those Free State pothole ridden roads. Nothing here in the Western Cape. And we were like, okay, we had to come and see for ourselves. And to be honest and to be fair, in many areas, maybe CBD and in some suburbs, there aren't potholes. But the Cape Flats is part of Cape Town. So are the townships.
Yep.
So we went to those areas because the potholes are there. So unfortunately, you know, a lot of people don't realize that there are many areas that still do have potholes in on the roads. And what is also amazing about what we did yesterday, what we showed in our story, is that not just potholes exist, but little cracks in the road that will then eventually become potholes.
Yeah. That are the first step, and we'll hear in a moment about why it's such a game changer to be able to detect them when they're small. Claire, I want to say one more thing before we bring in Aubrey here. Even when potholes are reported in many parts of the country, they don't always get fixed or fixed quickly. And I mean, as your previous stories of Carte Blanche have shown us, in some places, citizens themselves are taking it upon themselves to come and fill them in and fix them because they're so tired of waiting. But the one thing that is certain is if a pothole is not reported to authorities, if nobody notices that it's forming and tells somebody about it, there is a virtually 100% chance that it's not going to be fixed. So the ability to notice that they're there, to track where they are, to alert municipalities when they're forming, that is really something that has potential to be a game changer, not so?
Absolutely, because just as a driver, it's sometimes even difficult to spot the pothole. Think of when it's raining and there are puddles.
Yeah.
You don't know if it's a pothole or if it's a puddle. And also, to then report it, how do we report it when we are on the highway or when we are driving? Just to then, are we going to take a picture? Are we going to note it? Is there like a way that we can report them in the moment as we're seeing it? Even that is dangerous because we shouldn't be on our phone. So, you know, yes, yeah. I do know that there is some responsibility that that lies on us road users, drivers, but also it can't all be on us because we can't be as efficient as we should be in reporting them. So this is really, really a game changer. And when Aubrey explained to me how his invention had so many different applications, that's when I really got excited, because then we realized the impact it will have on just knowing what the quality of our roads are, where and how we can fix them.
Absolutely. Claire, thanks for introducing us to Aubrey. Let's bring him into the conversation at this point. Aubrey Mnisi is the founder and CEO of Sensorit, and that's sensor with an S, not a C, please, as in take note of and manage and monitor and track where these things are happening. Now, Aubrey and his team have developed a system called Amehlo, which means eyes, and it uses artificial intelligence to effectively read the road beneath the vehicle and help us draw an accurate map of where the current potholes are and where the potential for formation of potholes lies in the future. Aubrey, it's wonderful to have you joining us as well. Welcome to the show.
No, thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for having me. Good afternoon, everyone.
It's our great pleasure. Aubrey, I know very few young boys who grow up dreaming of mapping potholes when they are big. How did you end up working in this field?
You know, actually, it's so funny because, you know, like our very first you know, focus wasn't really potholes.
Mm-hmm.
So what we were really trying to address initially was the huge number of road traffic crashes in South Africa.
Yep.
And we're just trying to look into how do we use IoT together with artificial intelligence to, of course, decrease the number of road traffic crashes in South Africa. Because, for example, just to give you like a bit of context,
yep,
in South Africa, a year, we pay about 143 billion rand. In response to 800,000 road traffic crashes that affect about 2 million South Africans a year. So 2
yeah,
million people
are huge
in Botswana, you know, in the country. So that's like a lot of, you know, South Africans being affected by just poor road infrastructure. So we then, of course, dig deep just to understand what the issue is. And one of the things that we then come up with as a solution was to provide an advanced driver assistance systems that basically informs the driver of the behavior of environmental agents, just so they can be able to react promptly and, of course, ensure safer driving.
Yeah.
But then we picked up that, Norman, the issue is actually more than just people, you know, not being able to drive or just colliding or driving onto each other. It's actually, you know, the potholes. And if you minimize, like, the cost that, you know, poor road infrastructure has on, like, regular South Africans, mm-hmm, usually paid out by insurance companies, it's about 20 billion rand a year.
Sure.
So this is your tires being, you know, like messed up because you've driven over like a pothole and you then, you know, like need to claim, etc.
Yeah.
And of course, oftentimes when you're serving because you're trying to avoid a case where you're not driving over a pothole, in that event create an accident. So that's how we basically started our work. But to, like, at the very same time, while we were somewhat in our discovery phase, we had you know, gotten really excited because, you know, the whole world is going towards autonomous system, self-driving cars. So we're also as excited as most, I guess, you know, like people that understand the technology globally. And then, you know, it just hit or dawned on us that, you know what, guys, the end product for South Africa or even the African continent is not a self-driving car. You know, end product is actually the technology that makes up a self-driving car, which is oftentimes a vision system that's AI-based combined with a sensor suite. And this would be, for instance, with Google. Google uses, in their Waymo project, they use laser. They use radar and optical, while Tesla uses just optical. So with our system, you are able to, because of its modular nature, you can use laser, you can use camera, you can use like radar as well. And of course, plugging it into a metro system. So we then somewhat, you know, minimize the implementation of the autonomous like technology to focus on, you know, the problem that we can all like relate to. Because in South Africa, you know, potholes have became, you know, when you walk into a bar, you talk about the weather,
yeah.
You know, and everyone gets it. You talk about, you know, if you guys have kids, you talk about, you know, like I'm like kids, and everyone would like get it, or soccer, you know. So potholes have somewhat became that, in
yeah.
that something that affects all of us, you know. And I think the current methods and ways how we're responding to it aren't necessarily, you know, like efficient and reflective of the scale of the problem, because you have about 25 million potholes in South Africa with a big backlog. So meaning that we need, you know, some level of automation in how we data get, we gather data, we analyze those given potholes, and how we of course draw insights, you know, from the data to be able to of course make better decisions, and in the long run, reducing cost, you know.
Yeah. Ms. Aubrey, as you pointed out in the segment last night, it's also about preemptively avoiding potholes before new ones form. As you said, a small crack in the road can be fixed for a relatively small amount, but once that crack becomes a pothole, it gets incrementally more expensive to get teams out, fill it in, the materials cost, it escalates dramatically. So in an ideal world, a system like yours is able to map it out and red flag to somebody in the municipality, there is the chance of a pothole forming at such and such an intersection, get a team out now. It's a cost of a couple of hundred rand rather than tens of thousands or more later down the line, let alone damage to cars and people. So it's an absolute no-brainer that it should be possible. Now, Aubrey, how do you see the system being deployed? I mean, I watched it and I thought, this should be tagged onto something like the Waze app. When I'm on the road, I use Waze. It tells me there's an accident up ahead. Avoid this route because there's traffic congestion. Now, imagine if Waze had the added ability to say there's a huge pothole on that road. It might look clear, but it's not worth taking. Particularly if I was driving alone at night, for example, that would be a huge win for me. What do you see about how this wonderful invention you've come up with could be practically deployed out there?
Absolutely, absolutely. Something we've definitely thought about. More particularly, for example, integrating to platforms like Waze.
Yeah.
You know, like integrating to like you know, like insurance platforms.
Yeah.
So think of it this way. You know, the same way that an insurance company would encourage you to use a smartwatch, so that when you train, they're able to basically monitor your vitals, so that they can, of course, have some sense of surety that you have less chances of you getting ill or sick because of you maintaining a healthy lifestyle. It's the same way where they would then, you know, encourage you to use, for instance, our data that's embedded into the like insurance platform, for example, because we do offer a white labeling solution for them to then provide that to the end consumers, and of course, meaning that when the end consumers are using that maps, they're now able to reduce the chances of claiming to almost 0%, because we have something called a road drivability index, mm-hmm. where, for instance, you put from point A to point B, and the maps would basically take you to point B, taking into account the quality of, or rather the chosen quality of the road. So if, for instance, driving a road where there's no potholes, there's bright markings, reflective markings with street lights, etc., and that's the road quality index or road drivability index 5, that's then the road. But what it means for the insurance company is that there's almost 0% chance of the motorist now claiming from either them swerving by trying to avoid a portal and driving onto somebody, or driving over like a portal because it's dark, it's raining,
yep.
and they can't see it, and as a result, them claiming. But of course, you know, like a portal, it's like the cost to it, it's actually very like expensive, because if we don't detect it early, the cost to fix it increases, while the chance of an ordinary like motorist driving over it also increases, mm-hmm. and of course, their car being damaged. So now we private citizens have to pay, while the cost for government to fix is also increasing, you know? So that, of course, now means we can also add value to government or companies or like engineering companies that are already servicing government within, you know, the physical road infrastructure maintenance domain. So we've been engaging some since we've been doing our work, since we've been, you know, like building the technology, just so we know we're building something that people will be using. It's not just, you know, some invention, because that's what oftentimes, like, what happens with technology, we build and you're so far away from the problem or from the people that are trying to address it, that when you're ready with it, it's not necessarily, you know, digestible to people that are supposed to be consuming it.
Aubrey, I have to pause you there because we're almost out of time. It's wonderful to hear you thinking in such practical terms. And I want to throw the last question back, if I may, to Claire Mawisa, who had the opportunity to go out on the road with you with one of these devices on the road and watch it at work. Claire, what Aubrey said about this being practically usable is the key thing for me, that it would really, if it operates as it's meant to, it could be a real game changer. Just as an observer sitting in the passenger seat, how far away are you? I mean, would you like to see something like this deployed on our roads in cars all over the country right now?
Absolutely, because it's automatic. You don't have to think about it. If it's on your car, you're not really thinking about all the information that it's gathering. It's already just documenting as you're driving. You're going about your day while collecting data. So you really don't even have to do anything, and it's hard at work counting all of those anomalies on the road. So absolutely, yes, I think many cars, if not all cars, should be fitted with Amehlo.
Claire Mawisa, lovely to have you with us. Stay warm. I believe it's bone-chillingly cold up in Joburg as well. So thank you for stepping away from the fireplace to come and chat to us. And Aubrey Mnisi, firstly, congratulations on the work you've done to develop the Amehlo. I want to leave you with a comment from one of our listeners who said, this would work a charm in the UK too, where most roads, excluding the major highways, are pothole riddled and cracked. Just a thought to plant there, Aubrey, that perhaps you want to be marketing it beyond South Africa's borders as well. Thank you so much for joining us, Claire Mawisa and Aubrey Mnisi.